104.4. We have to get into social emotion and take your thoughts on social media. If you've just tuned in, we're talking about how billionaire and African Rainbow Minerals founder and CEO actually stated that Africa loves America and how Africa loves Mr. Donald Trump. And he stated this at the World Economic Forum. Of course, people have reacted on social media and they've expressed how they feel regarding his remarks. So we've got a tweet from @gimme so mo. I hope I said that right. And he says a different point, you know, instead of lashing out at Mr. Motsepe, because most tweets that we've seen, people were actually lashing out at what he stated. And he's saying people are worried about what Mr. Motsepe stated, yet themselves worship Americans every day, their culture, celebrities, entertainment, etc. He goes on to say, you need to start with yourself first before bashing at Mr. Motsepe. You love America and Americans. Can we say to a certain extent Mr. Motsepe was correct in stating that Africa loves America?
Yeah, I think in many ways, actually, he is right. I mean, think about the culture, the pop culture, the reality shows that we follow. I mean, there's one thing which I see a lot, particularly in parts of hip hop. Now, this is open to debate, but I've normally picked up that you find hip-hop stars or rappers sometimes speaking with an American accent, and it's like, wait, how long did you live in Georgia?
Yo.
It's like that type of thing. So then, speak like Americans, like, you know me, types of things. So then I think to some degree, Uncle Patrice is actually right. We need to look deep down in ourselves and actually, you know, look at what he was talking about. And Unaledi Chirwa also tweeted that three hours ago, that Motsepe has some truth. Love is not just a feeling, but also acts of reverence and honor. African leaders revere imperialism and capitalism. Mm. South Africa is worse.
At Shota Z, he says, she says, Motsepe brought us the likes of Messi and Beyonce. So if he says we love Mr. Donald Trump, y'all better flood Trump's mentions with love emojis instead of questioning him. You need to stop being ungrateful because, well, obviously he has done a lot for the country. I mean, he has brought us about Beyonce and about Messi.
I like that one. You know, Pumzile, because you can have a Rakhari. Rakhari Mang, Rakhari Tumi. No, that's not strong enough. Rakhari Kate. So then she was saying, you know, you're ungrateful, Luna. You know, you don't have any thanks for Malume.
So, give me Rakhari Kate, because I'm not giving it.
Oh, no, Rakhari Kate, give Rakhari Kakolaping.
Oh.
She's Rakhari for the nation. So, speaking about family relations, right, man's not Barry Rue. He says on Twitter as well, who died and appointed Patrice Motsepe, Africa spokesman, someone should remind him that he's only the national brother-in-law.
Ooh, yeah. Listen, we get to wrap, and that's how we wrap up our social emotion. We are still on social media. #TheEgoTrip. Don't